Okay, we're picking up two lines from the bottom of Chav Dalet Amud Beis in the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, "Ein korin velochotzin vein mavirin elakrov shel meis." So someone shouldn't tear their clothing if you hear, or we could say the idea of exposing your shoulders, and also do the mavirin, the surah Savra, is the meal that the mourner would have. We know that the mourner is usher to eat their own food. We're going to learn this later. Based on the pasuk in Yechezkel, it teaches us that only you can have other people's food. So that is the shaila, exactly one that applies. So we assume usually that's only the first meal. Some say maybe only the first day, the avilas yom rishon. But either way, that there is an iser for them to eat their own meal. So this is only going to apply to the krov of shalmeis. Only the immediate relatives are the people who have to mourn for him. We know, like a child, right, sibling, parent, or spouse. Those are the things that you have to tear your garments for, and you have to do these things of mourning. Ve'in marvin ela b'almita zekufa, nor do we serve the mourner's meal except on an upright position, upright bed. So exactly, what exactly is this Mishnah referring to? It's being lachlokas rishonim. Many understand this is referring to specifically Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah is teaching us on Chol HaMoed, the expressions of avelus should be done only to the people who are shayach to the mace. However, everybody else should not. Others want to understand, based on the Rishami, that this whole idea is referring to, because you don't even have Tzudas Havra on Chol HaMoed, even for the avelim. So others want to explain that there's no concept of that. Rather, it refers to, in general, only the immediate relatives are the people who should be doing the Nuhugi Avelos, and this is only for someone of that. So, Big Machlokas Rishonim, how to understand this Mishnah, but either way, that's important to note, that would be the din. So now, the Gemara says, V'afilu Chacham, does this Alacha apply even to a Chacham? V'atanya, so seemingly the fact that we only say relatives, it sounds like exclusion of a Chacham, of a Talmud Chacham, someone who's a very big Talmud scholar. V'atanya, Chacham Shemesa Kol Krovav, but when it comes to a Chacham who died, a very big Talmud Chacham who dies, everybody's considered his relative. So the Gemara says, what does this mean? What is Bryce telling us? I understand. I'm not his brother. I'm not his cousin. I'm not related to the Talmud Chacham. Rather, that we're all like his relative in all respect, that we're obligated to mourn him. We all tear our garments for him. We also expose our shoulders. Again, that was a sign of Avelos that we saw earlier. All the people are given their mourner's meal in the streets over this dead Talmud Chacham who just died. And who is referring to the Talmud Chacham? Somebody who would answer all the halachic shailas in all of Shas. So so this is machlokas. According to the opinion that understands that we're referring to Chol HaMoed, we have to say the Gemara is telling us that this is also referring to Chol HaMoed, that on Chol HaMoed, the Talmud Chacham who dies is seemingly contradicting our Mishnah because it's saying that he is like our relative. So the Gemara says, Lo tzricha delav chachamu. The Mishnah is only talking about a case where the person who dies is not a Talmud Chacham. In that case, only the relatives are the ones who are chayav to do the avilos. Everybody else is not. Again, it would be a fundamental machlokas to show whether this is referring to Chol HaMoed or not to Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara says, is that really true though? Vi adam kasher who chiv mechayv in the mikra, but if the person was also he was a person, he wasn't necessarily the biggest Talmud Chacham. He's somebody who kept Shulchan Aruch, somebody who was just an upright, upstanding person. You're also chayav to tear your garments. Even on Chol HaMoed, an upright person is someone who doesn't do Avera, somebody who keeps all the mitzvahs. He's just not a Talmud Chacham. He's not necessarily the biggest Talmud Chacham. So this is a very interesting din over here. There would be a nafkamina between a Talmud Chacham and the person who actually dies is just a tzaddik. Not necessarily a Talmud Chacham, that for a Talmud Chacham who dies, even when you're here at 30 days, you're chayav to tear your garments. Whereas for just a person who's a tzaddik, only in her presence, before the burial, you're required to tear your garments. So the Gemara says, the Sanya, we learn, as we've seen in Braisa, why does a person's sons and daughters die when they are children? So that he will cry properly over an upright person. So Gemara says, Yifka v'isabel, so he will literally cry over and mourn over Arona lo shakimane. Do they take a security from him in the fact that he should, an advancement of the fact that he should be mourning? What in the world is going on over here? Elamesha lo bacha v'isabel adam kasher. Rather, this is telling us that he's punished for the death of his children because he did not cry properly and mourn properly a tzaddik. So we see that that a person is punished, a very severe punishment, for not mourning properly a tzaddik. So how could it be that this price is telling us, seemingly, that a tzaddik you would not tear your garments for on Chol HaMoed? Again, if you go like those Rishonim, I explain that this is on Chol HaMoed, or just the other Rishonim, just as a general rule, not doing that. There's just a fundamental question, just to understand, that we generally assume that the Yomus Avos Abanim Alavos. So the pasuk says, Ish Bechato Yomusu, that only a person is going to die for his own sin. Children do not punish on the father's sin, and the father is not punished on the children's. That's why we say also, when we say Poked Avon Avos Av Albanim, that a person, a Gosh Baruch Hu, will will bear the sins on the children, that Targum Onkelos is very careful to say, kad halcha medachon, when they're going in the ways, when the children go in the ways, they're also punished. So that's a whole shoshala. How, why is it that they're punished for their father's ways also, when they're also going in the bad ways? But that's at least that we see over there, that also when they're going in the bad ways, but if they're tzaddik, they're not punished for the child avir. So Rashi actually explains that this is only a reference to a person is an ish b'chetayim, so only when a person is a man. However, when a person is a, when people have children, when Reuven and Shimon have, when Reuven and Sarah have children, so then if they are still considered part of the parents' jurisdiction, ki'ilu, that they're still children, they're not considered adults yet, they're not considered gdolim, then you can, in fact, they can be punished as a result of the sins of their parents. Very scary Rashi over there. Anyway, so that was that's what we see from here, that a person can be punished with such a severe punishment for not properly mourning a tzaddik. So Gemara says, shekola bocha misabel al adam kasher, for anybody who cries properly and mourns over an upright person, mochino kol amrosav. On the other hand, here is the positive, that you would be forgiven for all of your averos, because of the respect that you give to that person. So we see a person is chayav to mourn any tzaddik, even if it's not his relative. Again, machlok is shown whether this is referring to either on Chol Moed or just in general. So the Gemara answers, now must be talking about the Mishnah is referring to only a case where we're talking about lav adam kasher. We're talking about a case where a person was not necessarily outstanding tzaddik, it was just a regular person. The Gemara asks further, though, if the person was standing there the time where the nifter was dying, then you're also obligated to tear your garments. The sign, as we learn in Rabbeisa, that a person who is standing by a dead, the person is dying, to tear your garments. This applies to any Jew. Again, this would apply to any Jew except for a Jew who's totally meshuma, someone who's totally apikoros, but anybody else, you're chayav to tear your garments. Why? Because Lama Zamadov, what is it similar to? The Sefer Torah Shinishav, a Sefer Torah that was burned, Shechayv Likro, that we're going to see later, that a Sefer Torah on the Daf Chavam, tomorrow's Daf, we're going to see, that the Gemara is going to tell us that if someone sees a Sefer Torah being burnt, Shechayv to tear garments, and the soul of a Jew is also compared to Kiner Mitzvah Torah Or, that the fact that the commandment is a lamp and Torah is a light, and we see that a person, Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, that a person is also, his Neshama is also this lamp that we see. So we see that we see a comparison between a person's Neshama and a Sefer Torah, and similarly, also the fact that a person who dies, he could have learned more Torah, he was learning Torah, it's also like a Sefer Torah, he was teaching Torah, he may have been tzaddik, even a Jew who doesn't know any Torah, even a Jew who doesn't know, barely knows anything, he knows something, everybody knows a little bit, there's no such thing that nobody knows anything, right? You know what Yom Kippur is, you know what Shabbos is, that's Torah. Learning, that's also, Chavetz Chaim used to say, a person, he's walking on the derech, he has nothing to think about, just think about the Chagim, think about the Shalosh Regalim, that's also a key of Talmud Torah, the fact that there's the Chagim, the fact that there's Pesach, even the most basic things, that's also a key of Talmud Torah. So anyway, so we see that the fact that a person dies is a tremendous loss, and we see that even if a person is not the most kosher person, you are a chayav to be korea. I'm not sure to think of a very fascinating tshuva about, like, people work in hospitals. What are you going to do? That's what they do. People work in hospice, let's say. So you're going to make them tear their garments every single time someone's dying. That's, they're going to have to tear garments every single day. So I think Ramosh has a whole tshuva about this. Very fascinating tshuva that he discusses this. Anyway, but this is the Ikar Din, that's clear. That's the Ikar Din, and in a normal circumstance, for sure, a person comes into a room, and a person's nifter, then Rahman al-Tlan, then you would have to tear your garments. So Gemara answers, the low kayas of Mishasi Tishnah. So Gemara answers, the Mishnah is referring to a case of someone who was not standing there at the time where the nifter was dying. So the Gemara now just relates to a similar Maisa. Kinach Nashadir Safra, when Safra was dying, he died, lo karu rabbanan aleah. So they didn't tear their garments, Amri, because they understood, lo garmina mene, that we didn't learn anything from him, and therefore we're not obligated to tear garments on account of the fact that he died. They misunderstood the braisa. So the braisa, which implies that a chacham dies, you have to tear your garments, they interpreted it as only when you're actually learning from him, and when it's one's teacher, so therefore they didn't think that they would have to tear their garments. Why wasn't he just the tzaddik, though? We saw before, even for an Adam Yasher, an Adam who's just an upstanding person, you would also have to tear your garments. Why didn't they do it for that? So the Or we have to explain that they weren't in the presence before the burial. Maybe they weren't there, and that's why there was no issue with that. So that's why they didn't do that point. So the Gemara says, "Me Tanya Rav Shemes." But either way, they were saying there was a problem. Didn't we did Shabaisa that say specifically a teacher who had died? Chacham Shemes Tanya. It says that a chacham, any Talmud chacham who dies, that even if it's not your Rebbe, your personal Rebbe, you would still be obligated to tear your garments. Furthermore, every day his teachings are mentioned in the Beis Medrash, so that in fact you were learning from it indirectly, so therefore he is your teacher. Even according to your own logic, you should have been chayef to tear your garments. So the Gemara says, as they thought it had been too late. Whatever happened, meaning that they missed the opportunity to tear the garments, so they could no longer fulfill the obligation of tearing the garments as an honor for the Chacham. Because the day that they heard about it apparently had passed. So therefore, there's not the Yom HaShemua anymore. So therefore, they thought it was too late to tear their garments. No, Tanina, we learn in a Braisa. Chacham kozman she'oskim behesped chayavin likroa. As long as they are still eulogizing him, and they're eulogizing him all throughout the Shiva, so then you would still be chayav in, you still have this idea, this kium of tearing your garments in respect to the Niftar. So the, since they're still being maspid him, they're still giving eulogies, so therefore it's still, the time has not yet passed to be able to tear your garments. So then they thought, oh wow, so let's tear our garments immediately, even though they didn't give the eulogy right at this moment. Not so fast. The main honor for doing this would be specifically during the eulogy, and therefore you should wait till the eulogy is taking place in order to tear your garments. Now the Gemara continues, Kinachna Shedar Ravuna passed away. So they wanted to put a Sefer Torah on his casket. Why do they want to do this? To say Velomar, Kiyam Zemashikasu Bazeh, that to say, like, you kept the whole Torah. This is similar to what the Gemara relates that they did about Chizkiyahu HaMelech, to show that they honored him at this point, that he kept the whole Torah. He led a Mas Tshuva movement. So that's also, that we're trying to say this about Rav Huna. Amr Rav Chis, Rav Chis said to them, Milsa de Vichaya Lo Svirlai, something that Rav Huna was so makbed at, he would never consider to be on the same bed as the Sefer Torah. Hashta Lekum Le'avile, now that he died, you're going to do it to him. Damar Tachlif Tachlifar pointed out that one time on a Chazis Rav Huna to buy LeMesev Apori, Rav Huna wanted to sit down on his bed. Ve'avim Manach Sefer Torah, and there was a Sefer Torah resting on the bed. Ve'kav Kade Aara Ve'osiv Sefer Torah. So what did he do before he actually sat down? He turned over like a jug on the ground, so it formed a type of like a stand for the Sefer Torah. He put the Sefer Torah on it. Alma Kasavar, we see that Rav Huna held Asur Leishev Agavimita Shasefer Torah Munachale. It's forbidden to sit upon a bed that Sefer Torah is resting, and therefore it's inappropriate that we put a Sefer Torah on his coffin also, because he clearly didn't think you should be doing that, putting them on the same thing. There are actually machlokas and menachas about this, that Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and says it's mutter if it's on its on a different side. However, we follow Rav Huna. This is how it's halach lemaisa. This happens in shuls all the time. Is a person will put a chumash while you're sitting on a longer bench. That's a big shaila. You're not really allowed to sit on it, and putting it upright, I'm not exactly sure how that helps the situation at all. Tosos even says explicitly over here to make a diuk. Why didn't he just raise it a little bit? So Tosos says that nira da filu asefer Torah munach begova menu lo shari. Why didn't they just lift it a little bit? It's a little bit higher. So even that, this isn't, I guess you are kind of lifting higher, but Tosos says explicitly that's not okay. So I'm not exactly sure why that became a thing to turn the chumash like up, to put it, instead of being like lying next to you put it upright. You're making it a little bit taller. I think that's, again, I think that the way it should still be problematic. But I have a double chance to look to get into this to see if there's any of those matzdik, this idea. But that is a Gemara over here that says you're not supposed to be sitting on the same bench or sitting on the same thing as a Sefer Torah, and Agav is not just a Sefer Torah, it's any Sefer Kodesh, and especially a printed Chumash. Many times it often is that people are bringing their Chumash and laning on Shabbos morning. That's oftentimes we have this issue, then for sure it's going to be a problem. But even a Gemara, things like that, all printed Sfarim, I think we assume are in this category of this Isser. So the Gemara now points out that, just continuing the story about Rav Huna's funeral, the Gemara says, Lo havi nafik puriya mibava. So the casket didn't have room to pass through the doorway of his house. It was too wide. Savar the Shusuy Derech Gagan, so they considered, they thought they should lower it in the street with ropes by the opening of the roof. Amar Lahur of Chister, Chister said to them, "Hagamira mine." But we learn from Rav Huna himself, Chacham Kavod Derech Pesach, that the way to honor a Chacham is to bring specifically the casket through the doorway. Sever Lashlimi Puriya Lepuriya. So they considered transferring it from one of a casket to a smaller and more narrow casket to fit through the door. Amar Rav Chista, Chachig Miriam Minei, we have a Masorah from Rav Huna, Chacham Kvod Amita Rishona, specifically the honor of the Chacham is in the first casket which he is placed in, and because apparently there's an idea that we're going to bring a Raya from Demar Rav Huda Marab Minei, the Chacham Shigudim Amita Rishona. Where do we know this from? That there's an idea that you should specifically, the first casket you put him in, you shouldn't switch it and put in a different one. Shinemar Ve'yukivu Es Aron Elokim Elagala Chadasha, you put the Aron of Hashem in the new wagon. The Pasuk and Shmuel describing how David transported the Aron from the, I think, Beis HaMinadav to Ir David. So the word Egla Chadasha, seemingly, it describes a special wagon that the Plishtim used to make earlier, and David used that same one. Apparently we see that there's an idea when you first put something in a certain place, it's not appropriate to change it. So we see, so what do they do? So the Gemara answers, Paras Baba Vafkua. So what, they had no choice. They broke open the doorway and they widened it, and then they brought out the casket because they were stuck and they had to do that. Pasach Alei Rabbi Abba. So then they started beginning the eulogies. Ra'u Ayu Rabbeinu Shetisha Alav Shechina Ela Shebavel Garmelo. So he would have been, the Holy Shechina would have rested upon him. However, we know that you don't have a special level of Shechina outside of Eretz Yisrael. He was in Bavel, and only those who live in Eretz Yisrael are going to have the special Shechina, right? The Nevi'im were only in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara asks Akash about this right away. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Meister Nachman Bar Rav Chista, he asked Akash in this. Remember, they, Rav Chanan Bar Chista, Haya Dvar Hashem Yechezkel Bet Buzi Yekoin Be'eretz Kastim. He was in the land of the Kastim, which was not in Eretz Israel. So we see that Yechezkel had Maros Nevuah. So we see over here that the Shekhinah does rest potentially on somebody who's been Bavel or outside Eretz Yisrael for sure. So the Gemara says, Tafach Lav Vil Besanle. So there's Rav Chista, he tapped him on his sandal. He tapped him on his sandal to avoid embarrassing him for those who are around him. Amar Le, Lav Amin Alach Lo Tidur Amar. You don't need to disturb people with questions that you could readily answer. And now you have it. Because what does it mean that there was the Shaya, that the word of Hashem was there? Haya. What is more the relation of Haya, that it was word of Hashem? Haya with Hashem. Shaya for a word of Hashem already been to him previously in Eretz Yisrael. And so you could just continue that prophecy into the Eretz custom. However, the Enechanami, the Shekhinah will not come originally onto a person who is outside Eretz Yisrael. So we see that specifically you have to be in Eretz Yisrael. Ki asku lahasam, so when they brought him up to Eretz Yisrael, this was a minhag back then also, specifically because we see the pasuk says, V'chipra ad maso ayamam, that the land will atone for the people. So we see based on that there was a minhag in Bavel that they used to like they do nowadays. A lot of people buy plots in Eretz Yisrael, even if they don't live in Eretz Yisrael, because of this idea, Chipra Ad Maso Amo, the Eretz Yisrael will be a kapara for those who will atone for the people who are there, even Bimei Sasson potentially. That's a shaila. The Gemara seems to imply that only if you lived there and then died there. But either way, and also just another ba'ara is that we see askua, they bring him up, because we say Eretz Yisrael is gavah mechol haratzos. That's the idea of aliyah, going up, that we always say we're going up to Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is gavah mechol haratzos. So it's actually a nafkamina ala alach. I think that the Balamor, I think, has Mechadish, or Shechel likes to quote this, about the idea of the dateline, okay, not for now, about that concept. But, so anyway, going back to Avir, so they brought him to Israel, Amrul Eder Rabbi, Amrul Eder Rabbi Asi, so they told him, Amrul Asi, Rav Huna Asi, Rav Huna's, his coffin arrived, so Amrul, so thinking that Rav Huna was still alive, so then they said, Ki Avinan Hasam, we were in Bava, Lavi Landed Li Risha Minei. He was unable to raise our heads because because of the fact that Rav Huna was originally among the Talmidim of Bavel, and they were Talmidim of Rav Huna, who was the elder of the generation. So Hashta Asin and Hachas, and now that we have come to Eretz Yisrael, Asan Basrei, he follows us to go after us. Amra Lehu, so realizing that the Rav Amir Vasi thought that he was alive, they said Arona, but no, he's not coming. No, talking about visiting you or being your talmidim. Rather, he died. He died over here, and they're bringing his casket to bury him. So Rav Amir Vasi nafuk. So therefore, Rav Amir Vasi went out to escort the coffin to the final resting place. Rabbi Ilya, Rabbi Chanina lo nafuk. Rabbi Ilya, Rabbi Chanina did not go out. Ika de Amre, Rabbi Ilya nafuk. Rabbi Ilya did go out. Rabbi Chanina lo nafuk. Rabbi Chanina did not go out. So why did they? Why did they not go? So the Gemara nafuk. What was the reason the ones who did go out? My time at this time, because we learned in Brisa and Arona over Makal Makam that a coffin that is going from place to place for a burial and arrives in the second location, the place you're going to bury it. Omdim alav b'shura, you do the shura. V'omr alav b'rkas avenim tohan and velim. But when it's getting to the final resting place, even though it's many days have passed since the original death. So you follow all the customs, all of them in Hagim that are normally done at the time of death, because this is the final resting place of the person. So even though Rav Huna had died again much earlier, still when he comes to Eretz Yisrael to his final resting place, they thought that was the ending, that was the honor that they should be giving him when he was being when he was actually being niftar. So the Gemara says the lo nafek, and the ones who did not go out. So what did they think? The sanyam my time out. What did they think? My time out is sanyam. Aron over makom l'makom. A coffin that's going from one place to another place in Omdin Alav Beshura, that they don't stand on a Shura, so there was, I didn't think there was any requirement to go to Rav Huna's funeral, because already the time, the Iker time was when it first died in Bavel. So Gemara says, but at the end of the day, though, Kash and Adade, each Bryce is seemingly as a stira to the other. So the Gemara says, Lo Kash, Kolo, Kash, Kan, Shishidlo, Kayemes. So the first Bryce is talking about a case where Shildlo is a Shaila, some understand as a skeleton, some understand the spine, some part of the body is still intact. You know, they didn't have the refrigeration that we have nowadays to be able to keep the body intact. So if the body was intact, then good. However, when the Braisa, which is saying that there is no chiyuv, if it's going from place to place, where the skeleton of the person is no longer intact, and therefore one must therefore honor the mourners with the full honor that's normally given when the skeleton is intact, and therefore they would have a chiyuv. So the Gemara says, and then it's a Metzius question. So how did they not go then? Rav Huna, Sheldu Kayamas Havas. Rav Huna, we know that the skeleton was intact, so how could there be that no one, that any of the Rebbeinim would not go out? Everybody should have gone to the, and would have a chiyuv to go to the final burying. So the Gemara says, no, Delo Nafak, because they didn't go out, Losa Mekameh, they didn't hear the full account of what happened. They were mistakenly told that they didn't hear that the skeleton was in fact intact, and therefore there would be a chiyuv for them. They were misinformed, basically, and they really should have gone. So that's where it's answering over here. So the Gemara continues about Rav Huna's funeral. Amrei. So they said, where should we put him? What's an appropriate location to put him to bury him? We see there's an idea that a person should not be buried next to a a Rasha, obviously next to a Tzaddik. And not only that, even just a regular person shouldn't be buried next to a tremendous Tzaddik. So the Gemara says, "What do we, where should they put him?" Rav Huna, Rebate Tarbi Yisrael. Rav Huna was a great Talmud Chacham, and he had thousands of Talmidim, right? The Gemara relates to crazy stories about his Talmidim, that the Gemara says that when Rav Huna's students would get up, there'd be so much dust that it would cover the sun. It was thousands of Talmidim he had. Rabbi Chia, Rebate Torah be Yisrael Ave. And Rabbi Chia was also a tremendous Talmud Chacham, and who also a tremendous Talmud Chacham who was Marbet Torah. Therefore, they thought it was Shayach to have Rav Huna next to Rav Chia. So the Gemara says, "Man ma'alele." So which Rebbe is going to be able to bury him next to him? That they were afraid of. It was such a chashav job to bury him there. So there was also people who were harmed in previous instances who did this. So which Talmud Chacham is going to do it? Amar lo, Rav Chaga said, "Ana ma'alele. I'm going to go there. I feel worthy of being able to do it." Duk mi la tamode kavina bechunas is shanin. When I was 18 years old, I had started the entire shas. I knew all shas below chazal. Also, I was a very holy person. I didn't have any. Carry any seminal discharge, umashmele kamei, and I was attentive Rabbi Chia during his lifetime. Biadua beovde, and I'm acquainted with his maisim toivim. The yomachad atzapech leirutzua the tefillin. I saw one time that his tefillin strap turned over. We know the tefillin have to be black, so that it was dyed on one side, and the other side was not. The other side facing outward was the side that was not black, and that was a problem. So he biyasev alei arba tanisin, and he fasted 40 days to rectify this avera. This is obviously a midas chasidus, no requirement. There's a midas chasidus that we see agav. This is one of the ideas for having the black on black in order to mekayim this idea of not having your tefillin turn over. That's why the people have the black on black. But either way, we see you should be makbid about this. Why tucking it into your belt is a good idea. There's a whole shayla exactly what this is referring to. Some understand it's specifically referring to the actual batim, that it's on the batim. They have to make sure that those parts are thing. We're makbid for both answers, or the actual rituas, even the strap should not turn over. And that's again, we're makbid for both interpretations. La halacha, Shulchan Aruch quotes both them, and we're makbid for both. You have to be careful about that. And don't turn over, and especially when you're actually putting on your tefillin shayad, tefillin shirosh. That's going to be something you have to be extremely careful about. So where it says Elias, Rav Chaga brought in Rav Huna, have a gana Yehuda b'meid avua Yehuda, who was the elders of Rav Chia's two sons, was lying on his father's right side. V'chizkia mismale, and Chizkia, his younger son, was on his left side. Amar le Yehuda lechizkia. Yehuda told his younger brother, Chizkia, kum neduchtach, go up from your place. The lavar achara de kaim Rav Huna. It's not respectful that Rav Huna should stand here and wait to be buried. But hade de kaim, as Chizkia came up, kam behade emudin nur, a pillar of fire came with him. This is like a scary thing. The fire is symbolizing that they were great tzaddikim. Chazir Rav Chaga saw this pillar of fire. Ibayasi, he became terrified. Zakva larone, he raised the coffin to shield himself from the fire. V'nafek asa, and then he left the area. V'haydelo anesh anesh. So why wasn't he anesh anesh? Why wasn't he harmed by this? Mishum dezakva larone de Rav Huna, because he raised Rav Huna's coffin in front of it. Rav Huna is the merit of bearing Rav Huna that saved him from the punishment of bothering the remains of Chizkia, of Chizkia's son. Okay, this is a scary Gemara. Again, so the Gemara was it? Kinach nashay de Rav Chista, when Rav Chista had passed away. Several of the a Torah Puri. They tend to place the Torah on the casket. Amar lo Rabbi Yitzchak Milsud Rabbe Los Virle. So something that Rav Chista's teacher Rav Huna wasn't considering correct. Amar Nikol Avin, we're going to do it for Rav Chista. Obviously, we shouldn't do it. So therefore, they didn't do it. Shavar the Lilim Shel Karayu. So after Rav Chista's funeral, they decided they thought they shouldn't be able to. We saw this. The Lilim Shel Karayu is the idea to not to fully sew back, but to do a minor sewing of your garments. Amar lo Rav Chista Rami Chacham, a Chacham who's not your main Rebbe, not Rabbi Muvak, Kevan Shechzur Panei Machorei Mita. Once you leave the funeral, Sholem, you're allowed to do this again, the earlier stages of not a full sewing, but like a incomplete sewing of your garment. They were brought up to Eretz Yisrael. So turning on to the next Talmud now, Kimatu Girsha, when they came to the narrow bridge, so they had to go single file. Kamu Mali, the camels were standing and they refused to move. Amr lehu ahu tayas, an Arab merchant who saw what was going on, he said, "My eye, what's going on over here?" And related, why did the camel stop? And related, Rabbanan the kayav the yakra died to the Rabbanan. We're honoring each other, even in the death, the camels are deciding who should go first. Mar nil berisha, you should go first. So they're arguing each other, even in their death, the camels are waiting to see who should go first. Amr the Arab said, "Dinahu the Rabu Rahuna le berisha." Said Rahuna should go first because he's a great man, and his father Rahuna was also a great man. He's the son of a great man, and he himself was a great man. Khalif kamle the Rahuna. So they did the Arab judgment. They thought that was actually correct. They put Rav Huna first, and Nasser Bacha Vishina Duhutaya, and the Arabs, literally his molars and his teeth, they all fell out. He was punished for this, because he was a shtachter of Himnuna. Why exactly was it so difficult? Well, maybe he was right though. So the one Marsha thing doesn't want to explain that no, he was a greater Talmud Chacham. So even though his father was greater, still he should have gone first, and therefore he was punished. Pasuk Lehu Yanuka. So now they were being maspered him. There was this eulogy of Rav Himnuna. He says Geza Yeshashim Imavna, the Talmidim of Babel who came from Babel. The Amos Sefer Mechamos, the word of Mechamos, Rashi points out that Sefer Mechamos Hashem is a pasuk in Bamidbar. So this Rav Himnuna came from Babel. He was a walking Torah scroll. He was walking. Walking Sefer Torah. So, Avimos Sefer Mechamas, Kibbut of Palchu, Kibbut have combined these two things. These are the two creatures are coming and they're desolate places. Liros Beshod Veshever Abba Meshinar, to see the calamity, the terrible things that happened from Shinar. Katzaf Alalama, Hashem became enraged at his world. Vechasim and Chamasim and Nafashas, he took the Nafashas. We see that when Klal Yisrael is sinful, Hashem takes away the tzaddikim. But he himself is happy as he's rejoicing with them, like he would with a new bride. Even though that's kind of like the relationship we have when a tzaddik dies. Like it's we're sad in this world, but in the Olam Ha'emes, that's why it's an idea that they can future years, the Yahrzeit, the idea of the Yahrzeit, that Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Yomei, the Yilula. Why is it called the Yilula? Because of this idea that it's like a bride, a person going back to the neshama is going back, and Hashem is Rochev Arovos Asos Meach. Hashem is riding in heavens, is glad and rejoicing with Olam Nefesh Naki Vitzadik, an innocent, righteous person is coming to him. Kadosh Baruch Hu Sameach and Ganin. It's like a wedding. That's the Yomei Yilula, the idea of a Yahrzeit being a special Yom. For a tzaddik, this is where similar. One of the sources where it comes from. Kinach neshet Ravina. Ravina died. Pasach alei ahu safdana. Yula just opened up the eulogy and he said, "Tomorrow menu arosh. The palm trees wave over your tops. Al tzaddik katamar, over a righteous person. Tzaddik katamar yifrach." The pasuk Tilm tells us, "Nasim leilos kiyamim." That's the night should be like days. We should be always be mourning him. Al meisim leilos kiyamim. In the fact that when it's turning over nights like days, and he's always learning Torah. Amr the Ravashi le Bar Kippuk. Ravashi said to Bar Kippuk, "Hu yoma my amras." On the day that when I die, what are you going to tell me about me? Amr Bar Kippuk said, "I'm going to say the following: Im ba'arazim naflash al heves. If a cedar flame had fallen, my yasu is evil kir. What are the hyssops going to do?" So the idea over here is that the Bar Kippuk is saying that if a godly flame consumed even the greatest hamil chamim, how can anyone escape this mace? Livyasin baka awala. Yalasin was listed from the fishhook. My yasu dage rakak. What's a small fry? Into a rushing stream that you go down. What are going to the ones who are in a pond? What are they going to do? Amar le Bar Avin. So Bar Avin said, it was also a person who was eulogizing. He said, "Chas v'shalom, Chas v'shalom, the chiba v'shalevet, but didik yamina." That I should never even mention a fish or a flame with regard to a tzaddik, because those two things have a negative connotation. The flame is referring to the fire of Gehenna, and also the fish hook is alluding to the fact that you have the fact that you could be dying quickly. That's not necessarily the most pleasant of comparisons. So the Gemara says, "Am I Amrei?" So what should you say if I were to eulogize him? Amina, you should say "Bachul Avilim." You should cry for the mourners, "Velola Avirei," not for lost object, the soul that died. "Shila Menucha," because that is going to the Gan Eden. "V'anu La'anachna," we are the mourners over here. We're sad of the Talmud Chacham dying. "Chalash Tatei Alayos," Rav Ashi felt dejected because of the fact that. Well, even Bar Avin, what they were saying was inappropriate. He didn't think the soul is not a lost object. He was not happy about this. "Visapach karayu," and their feet became literally heavy. They weren't able to walk. They became that because of this. The Chacham's stressed about this. They were unhappy about this. So then on that day, Ravashi died. Loasu lasbude, that Bar Kippur and Bar Avin didn't come to eulogize him either, because as you just pointed out, they were able and able to walk, or they were just scared to because they've been punished on what happened before. So vayinu damrei Ravashi lo Bar Kippur chalitz lo Bar Avin chalitz. That neither Bar Kippur nor Bar Avin is fit to form chalitza. We see that someone who's out without a proper foot is not able to do the mitzvah of chalitza. You can't, because you have to yarak, there's just a spit before him, right? That whole process of the chalitza, if the person or the brother who died is not able to do the chalitza properly, so then you're not able to do the kiyum of the mitzvah. So he was saying like that, that they were punished on account of what they did wrong, so they're also not performed, the chalitza not fit to perform the eulogy. So now the Gemara continues, Rava Kaviyasa the Raglas. Rava was approaching the river of the Tigris River to cross it. Amar Lulu Bar Avin, he said, "Bar Avin, kum imam ilsa," go say something, a davening that should be able to go safely. "Kaiva Amar, bo rov shalishis b'mayim," the majority of the third had entered the water. "Zachar v'rachim," remember, and mercy. "Ta'inu mecharecha kishu mebaila," we have shaded you like a wife who goes away from her husband. "Al tazniho ki oiso mimara," nevertheless, do not forsake us like the bitter waters of the Mesota. So then we have a Simon, Chanin, Yochanan, Ziri, Rabbi Abba Yaakov, or Yosef, Bishmo, or Menachem, or Simon. Rabbi Chanin, Chassid, the Nasi, Ahav. Rabbi Chanin was the son-in-law of the Nasi. He was married to the Nasi's daughter. Love, Kaila, Bene. He didn't have any children. Boy, Rachme, Vavile. Rabbi Chanin David for him, and he had a child. Hayome, Davile, Nachna, Shan, the very day that he had the child, Rabbi Chanin died. Pasach Alei Ahu Saftana, a certain eulogist, he came over to Rabbi Chanin, he said, Simcha Lesuga Nefacha, gladness, the fact that this person who was long didn't have a child was turned into sorrow because he had died. Rabbi Chanin died. Sosav Yagamna Nibaku, joy and sadness became attached. Beisim Chasu Nenach, in time of Simcha, we should be sighing. Beis Chaninoso, Aved Chaninoso, at the time the child was coming to life, those who saw favor for him, the one who davened for him, his father who davened for him, it's very sad, he died. Asu Le Chanan Al Shmei, they named him Chanan after his father. Okay, interesting. Gemara. Another eulogy that Gemara relates. Now, Kinafla Shed Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan passed away. Pasach Alei Rabbi Yitzchak Elazar. Kashel Yom Yisrael. This day is difficult. Kiyom Ba Shemesh Batzrayim is a day that the sun set at midday. Dechsev Vayom Yom Ahuva Veisi Shemesh Batzrayim. So Yom Hashal Yoshia Zay Yom Hashal Rabbi Yoshia. We Amar Rabbi Yochanan Zay Yom Hashal Yoshia. The day that the sun setting at midday, the concept of the tremendous darkness in the world was when Yoshia. Yoshia was one of the most amazing kings that Klal Yisrael ever had. He left the biggest Baal Tshuva movement ever. All Gantz Klal Yisrael he made. Do tshuva everybody, but there were still people were hiding their avodah zarah. He tried to investigate everybody, but there were people who were hiding it on the doors, and he ended up paranochol. The terrible story, tragedy. Yirmiyahu was one of the kinos we have in Masorah that maybe Yirmiyahu was actually Yekoni Nishayahu, and the kinos of Tisha B'Av we actually say about it. It was a terrible tragedy. Anyway, so the day Rabbi Yochanan died was similar to that. Klal Yisrael lost such a great leader, was similar to the death of Yoshiyahu, the killing of Yoshiyahu. Kinach Nashid Rabbi Yochanan died. Yasir Rabbi Ami v'Shiva Shloshim. Rabbi Ami deserves the 7, the Shiva, and the Shloshim, and it does for a relative. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Ami David. Rabbi who did this, the Garmei David, this is only opinion because this isn't the halacha. The halacha, Rabbi Chiya bar Abra, Rabbi Yochanan, we say the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Afilo Rabba Shem Nechachma, even your main Rabbi, Rabbi Muvok, still the halacha is, Einu Yoshev Alev Eli Yom Echad, you only sit Shiva for one day, that's the halacha. The Rabbi is Muvok, there are those who did it. Remember, I think Rav Tversky, Hashem Yikom Dom, actually did it for Rav Soloveitchik, when Rav Soloveitchik died, that he turned Kriya and said Shiva. There are those for one day, that the halacha is they only do it for one day, you keep them in Menhagim Avelos for one day, for one's Rabbi Muvok. Kinach Nashay, Rabbi Zera, from Zera passed away, Pasach Leah Husafdana, a eulogist came and said, Eretz Shinar Harav Yalda, Eretz Shinar Bavel, he had Rabbi Zera, Eretz Svi Gila Shashua, but the land of Israel had its delights. Oh, Elo the Amarakas, Rakas is Tveri, I think. Ki Avdal Kolo Kamdasa, the specialist place that was lost, that's where he ended up dying. Rabbi Zera died in Tveria, so that's why he refers to this. Kinach Nashid Rabbi Abba passed away. The pillars of Caesarea, of water coming down from them, is a reference to the tears, the mourning of Rabbi Abahu. So that's the reference of Yerash. She says, Rabbi Yossi died, Shafu Marzavet Tziporia Dama. There was blood of Tziporia coming out, of blood, because he was Makban on Mila, even when the Romans had decreed death upon anyone who did it. Rabbi Yaakov, he was Moshe Nefesh to this mitzvah. Yaakov, in Chom Kochve Meyamama, the stars are visible during the day. Even the nature changes, transformed into the pain of the death of Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yasi, Akru Kol Ilane, the trees were all uprooted. Rabbi Chia, when Rabbi Chia died, Nichasu Kefe Denura Makriya, the fiery stones came from the sky. Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Yossi, Simai, when he died, Ishtayo Talmane Vavilei Metzumiyah, the Avodah Zarah flattened, became like slabs. Rabbi Chanukah Rechia, Iskatsu Kol Enderdarzia, the monuments of the kings were cut down, Rabbi Eliyashiv, all these amazing things when the tzaddikim died. Icharu Shivan Macharten Bin Arda, 70 burglaries were done in Arda. Rabbi Nuna died. Nachis Kifte de Varda Marakia. Hailstones came from the sky. Rabbi Yosef Nashu Kipei de Parta Dade. The arches of the Euphrates broke and touched each other. Rabbi Verova Nashu Kipei de the Galasagar. The bridges of Tveria had touched each other. Kinafnash again. Even the nature changes when a tzaddik passes away. Kinafnash de Rabbi Marsharshia. Ton Dikle Shetsi. The palm trees were produced on thorns. Again, all the nature being changed. All the different things and again, there's a lot of deeper symbolism over here in time to get into each one, but that's what happened when the tzaddikim died. Okay, Bezrashem, wake up with Tanur Rabbanan in tomorrow's daf.